Oh, man.
Taking it back to 1964 with this one. Absolutely.
Ian Fleming's Goldfinger. Of course, this title song sung by Shirley Bassey. Oh, yeah, man. So if you never heard it before, Tuesday Table Read, what we do, we grab a whole script, a transcript from some of your favorite and some of our favorite movies, scenes of all time, and we act them out here for you live on the radio. So, Tyler, now they know the bit, how the bit works. What are we doing today? Obviously, we're doing Goldfinger, but are we doing the scene from Goldfinger? A lot of people refer to the line in Goldfinger, "No, I expect you to die," which you hear as one of our show liners, our show rejoiners here. Are we doing the scene that is known by some people as the best line from a villain in a Bond film ever?
Yep, we are doing that scene.
Woo!
The laser scene. And yeah, this, of course, Goldfinger was the champion. It was the one seed, and
You're right.
It was the champion of
I forgot
our Bond
the Goldfinger
movie madness one. Just a few months back in April. So, yeah, this takes... sure enough, it was going to happen at some point. We were going
to
do...
We had to do Bond.
Read. So this is a good... I figure this is a good one. We're going to get some good narration, of course, out of Lisa De La Cruz, and some production value here.
I love it. All right. Well, so I'm guessing... I mean, people know you, especially when you're producing for this as 00830, Tyler Bond. I mean, you have to be playing Connery's Bond in this scene, right?
I get to put on my 00830 hat or whatever you want to call it here and do the Sean Connery rendition of James Bond.
That mean that I'm playing Gert Frobe's Auric Goldfinger, correct?
That's right.
I love it. Is this our general manager here, Todd Atkins, stopping by the WEEU WBYN studios here on the day when we do our little Tuesday table reads? Todd, so good to see you, man. How are we doing?
Hi, Dan. Hi, Tyler.
This is terrific. I was just saying, I don't know if you heard while you were walking through the hallway.
I don't listen to your show.
I don't blame you. Well, Todd, if I would have known you were here, I would have printed you out and you could have joined our Tuesday table read.
Well, I don't know what that is because I don't listen to your show, but I'm sure it's amazing.
Well, he'll get a live, I guess,
you get a,
viewing how
a
it's
live
done.
Recount. Yeah, exactly. You want to see us do a Tuesday table read?
Lay it on me.
All right. So here we go. We've set the stage. Goldfinger is the Tuesday table read. And starting us off here, as always, our narrator, Lisa De La Cruz. Lisa, take it away.
A lengthy car chase with Bond and villains comes to an end when Bond swerves his Aston Martin into a wall in an attempt to evade an oncoming vehicle. As a result, Bond is knocked unconscious and captured by Goldfinger's men. In the interim, Bond is laid out on his back on a metal table in darkness. As he slowly awakens, he finds his arms and legs are tied to the table. The lights come on and reveal that the table is in the middle of a room with a hanging laser gun aimed just behind Bond's head. Behind him, the stairs lead up to a control room. Goldfinger walks down the stairs wearing a gold dinner jacket, a shirt with gold buttons, and a black bow tie, with several of his cohorts standing behind him.
Good evening, 007.
My name is James Bond.
And members of your curious profession are few in number. You've been recognized, let's say, by one of your opposite numbers, who is also licensed to kill. Oh, and that interesting car of yours. I, too, Bond, have a new toy, but considerably more practical.
Bond glances at the laser gun.
You're looking at an industrial laser which emits an extraordinary light not to be found in nature. It can project a spot on the moon, or at closer range, cut through solid metal. I'll show you.
Goldfinger turns and snaps his finger at the control room. One of his cohorts, Delsing, flips the switch as the others look on. The barrel of the laser gun moves down Bond's torso. He raises himself onto his elbows and looks at it. The barrel of the laser gun comes to a rest, aiming between Bond's legs. Suddenly, the laser light goes on, gleaming red. Bond looks down at it. The laser beam starts cutting the outer edge of the gold-colored tabletop.
This is gold, Mr. Bond. All my life I've been in love with its color, its brilliance, its divine heaviness.
Bond looks up at Goldfinger, then down at his legs. The laser beams keeps cutting through the tabletop, slowly moving up between Bond's legs.
I welcome any enterprise that will increase my stock, which is considerable.
I think you've made your point, Goldfinger. Thank you for the demonstration.
Choose your next witticism carefully, Mr. Bond, as it may be your last. The purpose of our two previous encounters is now very clear to me. I do not intend to be extracted by another. Good night, Mr. Bond.
Goldfinger turns away. Bond looks from Goldfinger to a spot between his legs. The laser beam keeps cutting upwards. Goldfinger starts walking up the steps to the control booth, his left hand in his pocket.
Do you expect me to talk?
No, Mr. Bond. I expect you to die. There is nothing you can do to me that I already don't know.
Bond looks at the laser beam. It keeps cutting through the tabletop. Bond tries to think of something to say.
You're forgetting one thing. If I fail to report, 008 replaces me.
I trust he will be more successful.
Well, he knows what I know.
You know nothing, Mr. Bond.
Operation Grand Slam, for instance.
Goldfinger watches Bond and the laser beam about to slice into him. Goldfinger steps forward, smirking as his cohort Ling looks imploringly at him. Bond looks up at Goldfinger with the laser beam still cutting. Bond looks at Goldfinger again as Goldfinger stands consulting with the others. Bond looks again at the tabletop. The beam keeps cutting. Goldfinger continues consulting with the others.
Those are two words you may have overheard which cannot possibly have any significance to you or anyone in your organization.
Can you afford to take that chance?
Goldfinger hesitates as Bond looks over at him, then back at the table. The beam keeps cutting. Goldfinger smiles, relenting. The laser beam switches off. Bond looks at the laser gun, then down at his legs.
You are quite right, Mr. Bond. You are worth more to me alive.
Goldfinger looks on as his assistant Kish approaches the table. Bond looks up at Kish, then Goldfinger, then Kish. Kish raises a large tranquilizer pistol and points it at Bond's chest. Goldfinger looks on smugly as Kish aims.
Acting!
Brilliant!
Thank you!
Thank you!
Whoa! How about it, Tyler? And we had a live studio audience for the first ever time on the Tuesday table read. I think I got a little nervous with you in here, Todd.
Can I just say, wow, that was awful?
Wow, what a heaping praise by our lovely general manager here. This is now the fifth time, and as you can see, Todd, we're getting no better.
Well, there's always room for improvement, guys.
And plenty of it.